I knew. Somewhere inside, I knew he would hate me for what I was about to do. But I had given him a fair chance. Did he simply not want me? That could not be. I knew he watched me while I was bathing. I have even attempted to seduce him, to try to get him to come closer. I had arched my back and bent over it to give him a good look at my most secret area. I even started to massage my breasts. All that. And he had run away. I couldn't believe it. I wanted him to take me then. I wanted him to own me and have me. But he was too kind. Too gentle to do something like that. But I knew I could make him feel good, and that once he felt how good I can be to him, he would understand. I gave him one last chance before bed. I wore a thin white top that showed off everything. My meager breasts, my strong thighs, my smooth muscles and skin, even the softest part of me, bare, pink, and wet with desire. I crept from my bed and moved to his. He was curled up and he looked so good. I knew that he wanted this as badly as I did. He must. He just didn't know how to express it. Careful not to wake him, I pulled back the covering. There it was. So perfect. So handsome. I remembered him rubbing it one night when he thought I was asleep. And he whispered my name as he came. I kissed it softly, my warm hands feeling its strength. I gave it the justice it deserved as I brought it to my lips, sucking it until it was at its full length. Some girls might not think it was enough. But it was all I wanted, and more than enough to quench the fire in me. I could feel how wet I was, and I knew I had to keep going. Gently, I turned him over, straddled him, and put him in. Oh, he felt so good inside me. And I rocked my, as he called them, childbearing hips against him. He stirred, questioning me, even as I held down his hands. He wanted this. He just had to let it happen. All at once he was awake, pushing, pulling, and twisting against my grip. I held him between my thighs with ease, holding him firm, but soft enough so as not to hurt him. It would never hurt him. He kept asking why, and telling me to stop. But he wanted it. I felt that just as deeply as I felt his cock in me. I simply kissed him, stroked his cheek, and told him it was okay. I told him this was all for him. I wanted to tell him how much he meant to me, but not yet. Even as he tried to buck me off, I could feel him stirring in me, getting ready to come. I was about to bring him to his peak, and that pushed me selfishly into mine. Right before I came, I whispered my message into his ear. My pleading confession. I love you. And with that, we came as one. I felt his hot seed in me. And even as close as I was with him, I wanted to be closer. As close as I could be. As we finished, I lay over him, careful to let him breathe, but greedy for the proximity. I hope he knows I mean it. I love my older brother.